Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. CIA believes Russia intervened in the recent U.S. presidential election to help Donald Trump win at the polls, according to the Washington Post newspaper. Meantime, President Obama has ordered the intelligence community to conduct a full review of hacking-related activity aimed at disrupting the 2016 U.S. presidential election. White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Eric Schultz says there has been a pattern of malicious cyber activity timed to coincide with U.S. elections. He said the investigation would look at any and all foreign interference. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump continued his thank you tour of America on Friday with stops in the states of Louisiana and Michigan. He told crowds in Michigan he will improve America's security.
We're building tremendous power, and hopefully we will never have to use that power. We believe in peace through strength. We will, however, get rid of ISIS. I'm sorry, we will get rid of ISIS. ISIS has to go.
Also Friday, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani took himself out of consideration of a place in the Trump cabinet as Secretary of State. In another development, producers of a new version of a U.S. television show that catapulted Trump to nationwide prominence years ago, so Mr. Trump will continue to be credited as executive producer. Gambia's President Yahya Jammeh says he rejects the outcome of last week's election that comes after his telephone call to the candidate Adama Barrow conceding defeat. This is VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Russian and Syrian government forces will continue their bombing raids in Aleppo until rebels vacate the city. A day earlier, Lavrov said the Syrian government stopped all active military operations in eastern Aleppo. When asked about the contradictory statements, Lavrov said Friday he did not say military operations were completely stopped, but he indicated they were suspended for a certain time to allow civilians wishing to leave to do so. UN envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura.
If that takes place, it would certainly help in the mood of wanting to say perhaps now is the time to start preparing for political talks. How many more battles do we need before finally people sit around the table?
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has confirmed the U.S. and Russia will meet in Geneva today, along with U.N. officials, to discuss the situation in Aleppo. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter says Washington is sending an additional 200 troops to Syria. He said they will be used to help drive Islamic State militants out of Raqqa, the self-proclaimed capital of the terrorist group. 300 special operations forces are already in Syria. Carter was speaking in Bahrain at a conference on Middle East security where he said Russia, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's top military backer, had inflamed the civil war and prolonged the suffering of the Syrian people. Large crowds gathering in South Korea's capital today celebrating the impeachment of President Park Geun-hye over an explosive corruption scandal that saw millions protest in the streets in previous weeks. Protesters marching near the Seoul Presidential Palace, where Park will remain mostly alone for up to 6 months until the Constitutional Court rules whether she should step down permanently. Country's number two official, Prime Minister Hwang Kyo-an, will assume leadership until the court rules on Park's fate. In New York, spokesman for the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, Farhan Haq, on the political situation in South Korea.
The Secretary General is confident that the people of the Republic of Korea will overcome the present difficulties through unity and resilience, as well as a strong commitment to democratic institutions and principles.
Meantime, the South Korean Defense Ministry has ordered the military on heightened surveillance and readiness should North Korea do something provocative. A magnitude 6.9 earthquake struck today off the coast of the Solomon Islands, just one day after a 7.7 magnitude earthquake. There was no immediate report of widespread damage or injuries. Get more at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.